This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Peter is all about the drama. Peter is all about the drama.
You feel him.
And you see now, the person, the director of the drama is here as well. Smosh is with us in studio. And that means, can only mean one thing. It is that time of the year again. That's why Sibongile Kanxa, our commercial and stakeholder relations manager at MSG Africa, is here to talk to us about hashtag 987 Woman. Good morning, Sboshi.
Good morning. Good morning, Titi. Morning, Peter. Morning to the Power listeners as
this
well.
This is Mashaba.
Morning to you too.
Don't forget him. He'll be hurt. He'll
Thank
be
you. Hurt.
Thank Listen, Sboshi. 987 Women rolls up yet again. How many years has it been now since this campaign has been running? I'm trying to think.
8 years.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. My goodness. So, slight different, or shall we say, with 987 Women, with a slight difference this time around.
Mm.
Tell us all about it.
Well, look, I think actually what we found is that 987 Women has a life of its own, a mind of its own, a heart of its own, and it always kind of directs us where, you know, the zeitgeist is. And I think this year has been no different in that sense, that we kind of followed the mood and we got a sense of really what we have now called, you know, 987 Women at Work. And this, of course, I think for quite a while, we're going to do everything through this global pandemic lens because it changed things. It was like a Control-Alt-Delete and so many lessons to be drawn from it. And I think speaking to that backdrop of the global pandemic,
right,
ours was to really look at women who've been at the helm of different organizations and spaces across sectors and industries who really have, you know, brought us to this place from an economy perspective, from just the spirit of the nation,
right,
and all of those things.
So rather than making it just about, shall we say, personalities or in inverted commas,
celebrities.
A slight move away from that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, look, I think it's all about celebrating people, so not in the traditional sense. Yes, there are some people that are well-known.
Not in a tabloidy sense.
But not in a tabloidy sense. We've never been about that, though, but yes, we did kind of go towards that direction more. But this time around, we really wanted to harvest, you know, the unknown, the unsung heroes in the broader, you know, memory of South African life. But we have still, you know, kind of balanced, even when it comes to, or tried to balance, especially when it comes to the arts and the creative spaces, because those are very critical, you know, industries, that even sports as well, just in keeping the morale of a nation going, mm-hmm, and all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get into it?
Yeah. So I think before we get into it, mm-hmm, I think just off the back of what you've said as well, 2021 in particular, you know, Power 98.7 and MSG Africa Broadcasting broadly, we just experienced a very strong interest and support from our business partners, the business space. And, you know, this really showed that, you know, you really, really create relationships so that we can all stay in business and we can all, you know, survive through a very difficult time, or at least off a very difficult backdrop. So we really honed in on the banking sector, telcos, mm-hmm, logistics, but we looked at youth development as well. We know the youth conversation is quite big right now, unemployment, and so it goes, and inclusion of young people in industries, and what kind of advocacy work takes place in that space. So we looked at that. Funding institutions, because SMMEs are also a big conversation. How do we build the economy and reconstruct, you know, our economic landscape? Sports as well, the developments happening there, and the arts, of course. So I thought, let me just share that pool.
And by the way, to add to that, of course, there was also an element where we invited listeners to make their own suggestions of people they would like to hear on 987 Woman.
And by the way, our listeners were so on point, like they were so aligned
with who they nominated.
Yeah. And we do thank them for casting our eyes into that direction and really harvesting some beautiful talent there.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's start to go through it. I mean, I'm not sure whether we'll get through all of it. Oh, by the way, let's talk about, okay, maybe we can mention that the dates at the end. But yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, just, you know, from a dates perspective, I'll just answer it anyway. Mm. It is between the 10th and the 12th of August, which is Wednesday to Friday, next week, that is. Mm-hmm. And as we do, we'll start on Power Breakfast right up until Perspective. Just because, you know, also the number of, you know, nominations and the ladies that we had approached had received our invitations with great excitement, we do split that Power Perspective in 4 hours into two. So there's Power Perspective, and then we've called the other one Power Perspective Express.
Okay.
Between Wednesday and Friday, that will be the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And what, just to get a sense of some of the names that have come through that have made it.
Okay. So let's start with the financial sector, financial services. We've got the head of group card and payments at Standard Bank, alongside head of business banking for Standard Bank as well. We've got Ethel Nyembe there, alongside Simone Cooper as well from Standard Bank, who are also our partners. So we're grateful to have them on board.
Ethel Nyembe is also a familiar voice. Voice from the past on the radio.
Yes.
A former colleague of mine as well at Metro FM.
Absolutely. Yeah, so she'll be coming back. And listen, that's again the thing, right? That women are, you know, constantly evolving.
Absolutely.
And they can do it all.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to see some of those transitions and how they take up space, regardless of where they're located.
To be fair, Ethel has been doing it all for the longest. Because even at the time when she was on Metro, she was already making strides and doing the things in corporate.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I mean, from a sector, just from a public service perspective, we had to bring some, you know, great leaders and leaders who are, you know, taking care of big, you know, national interests, particularly in the health and education space. And that's where we even see the return of Minister Angie Motshekga. Education, basic education, is quite critical. It always has been. But off the back of, you know, changes as well as the education landscape, she makes a comeback. Mm-hmm. And she will be joining us for this year's installment of 987 Women. Alongside as well, we've got the MEC of Health in the Limpopo province, Dr. Poppy Ramathuba. You know, she's really been quite active and
very
vocal.
Dynamic woman, especially throughout the COVID-19 and all the work that that province managed to do in getting people tested, getting people vaccinated.
And very involved, very involved. So we want to, you know, want to get a sense of what's happening in those spaces that affect many, if not all, of South Africans right now. Big concerns there, but also some great milestones and strides that we want to celebrate and bring to the fore. So our listeners can look forward to that. Like we said, funding, it's a big thing. You know, South Africans are always saying, we want to get into business. Women want to get included into business. How do they get a share of the pie? And, you know, the National Empowerment Fund is one of the leading institutions when it comes to that. And we can't wait to get some insight on, you know, how things work in that space. What are the opportunities that exist in that space? So we look forward to just hearing some of that insight from Ms. Roe Sinwana, who's the Internal Audit Manager at the NEF, as well as Ms. Simosini Ngwenya, Senior Investment Associate at the NEF as well.
All right, these are meaningful conversations. I tell you what, Bosch, I see we do have one of our guest presenters is on the line, but before we reveal her, shall we check in on the roads here with Lebohang Pokela, and then we'll carry on.
Sure.
Engaging and informative. Power Breakfast with TT on Power 98.7.
And so we're counting down to 987 a Woman campaign, the start of that 987 Woman campaign. And we have with us MSC Africa's Commercial and Stakeholder Relations Manager, Sposha Ganga, as we're running through the lineup of those dynamic women that will be a part of the campaign this week. Or this year.
Next week.
All right. Okay. I did say you want to introduce our guest that we have on the line.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we always like to, you know, kind of, you know, throw it back in the sense that we love to celebrate and give flowers to women who really have been consistent and quite transcendental in their career journeys and who have inspired us over the years. So we like to always go back there and to kind of take it back and to where they are now, to remain current and relevant in a highly competitive market. And we celebrate that resilience and just that staying power and longevity. We've got, she's famously known these days as Mam Sonto on Gomorrah, Mamu Connie Chweme, who will be joining us on this year's lineup as well. But we've also got Umama Clementine Mosimane.
There you go. Good morning, Umama Clementine Mosimane.
Good morning to the Power FM team. How are you this morning?
We are superb. We are superb and super excited to hear that you will be joining us in the hashtag 987 Woman.
My word, what an honor. I am so honored. I feel like jumping out of my skin.
That's really good. Listen, you know, as Marsha has been explaining to us about, I mean, the this year, the kind of conversations that we want to have, you know, it's not just about showcasing personalities that are already well-known personalities such as yourselves, but it's about actually having some deep and meaningful conversations, you know, and even getting to hear from someone like yourself about some of the things that are closest to your heart and, you know, some of the things that you feel most strongly about.
You know, there are so many, but there is this one particular thing that is standing out for me. You know, we know that the ratio of women against the ratio of men is just not balanced. And my interest is to find out from the ladies, especially those who are a bit mature, do they have partners or are they in relationships with men that really are maybe on the same length as them with when it comes to age, or do they date younger people, or do they get proposed by younger people? Because, hey, loneliness is real. It's a reality. It is a reality when it comes to women. And I have noticed that most of the women are now being proposed by younger people. And I would like to hear from those who are young what their views are. And have they gone out with younger men? Maybe 5 years younger, 10 years younger, 13 years.
Love it. Love it. Listen, as you say, these are real things. People, conversations that maybe people are even too scared to have or are awkward about having these conversations. So, but we look forward to having you on air with us and to hear you engaging in those conversations. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my darlings. Have a blessed, blessed day.
And to you too. That's the inimitable Clementine Mosimane. Yeah. She will be there. Hashtag 987 Woman.
A thespian.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let me just wrap up a few other names. We won't go through the entire list, but our listeners can stay tuned to our social pages to get a sense of the full lineup. But we've honed into the SOE space as well, TT. You know, a very contentious space when it comes to public discourse. You know, we really, really were quite inspired by the CEO of Transnet, Ms. Portia Darby, who will be joining us. And we know that just a few days ago, Transnet, showed in their results a recovery from the pandemic from a financial fallout perspective, and they reported a $5 billion profit from in its full year, which ended on the 31st of March 2022. And that's a woman who's at the helm of an SOE, a very difficult space to operate within, and
especially this one
in particular. And we just want to get some strategic thinking around that and some of the reflections that she's made since she took on that tenure at that SOE as well.
Hashtag 987 Woman, like you've never known it before. Some real woman of power coming your way. Thank you so much, Bosch.
I didn't announce the nominations.
Oh, dear. Yes.
And we have to, from our listeners,
acknowledge what the listeners
So our listeners were just incredible, and we thank them once again. football executive, Mam Ria Ledwaba, came out very strong.
That's a wow. That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Hey, especially after what she's just come through now.
Yeah. So our listeners were you know, quite adamant that that's a woman whose voice and story we deserve to hear, and give her time to share her story. So she will be joining us.
I hope she's going to tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is. We do hope so. And we're confident she will. But also a young lady who's doing incredibly well in the arts. She is incredible. Her name is Sibu Mabena. Mm-hmm. Our listeners also, they took us in that direction and said there's a young lady, she's a political science and international relations graduate, but she runs a creative communications agency. It's called Duma Collective, script writing, artist and event management, and she also just builds brands around influencers. In fact, one of our 987 Women alumni, Mihlali Ndamase, the brains behind that brand comes out of Sibu Mabena's establishment, Duma Creative. So we're very excited to have her on board as well. And we thank the listeners for...
Absolutely.
Taking us there.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. This is where Sports says, watch out on the website and on our social media platforms for the rest of the lineup for hashtag 987 Woman.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.